I hope you'll give me just 1 minute for this little piece of nonfiction. It's called My Mother and the Crow. My mother was 93 when she died a few years ago. She would have been 97 this month, and frankly, I was a bit surprised that she left so young. Her grandmother was well over 100 when she died, so I just kind of assumed that Mom, being in nearly perfect health at her last birthday, would probably carry on until at least 2016. But that didn't happen. That dark crow, Alzheimer's, hovering over her these last few years, made a last great swoop that final autumn. He roosted somewhere in her mind, and he didn't leave. There were, however, moments when he dropped his guard. Now, these were not warm, blessed minutes of normalcy, but tragic windows through which Mom saw where she'd been, and where she was, and where she was surely heading. These were the terrified moments of, "My God, what's happening to my brain?" It must have been in one of those brief, startling episodes that she devised a plan to beat that bastard crow. She'd starve him to death. In little more than 3 weeks, she went from her usual weight of 86 pounds to about 68 pounds. I'm convinced that she'd decided to kill the crow, even if it meant he'd take her with him. And she did. And he did. Happy birthday, Mom.